Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing an ideal place to live. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle the topic, describe a place that is good for people to live in. This subject is a perennial favorite in IELTS speaking tests, often appearing in part two and leading to follow-up questions in part three. Let's dive into how you can excel in this task and boost your speaking score. Part one. Introduction and interview. While this specific topic is unlikely to appear in part one, related questions about your hometown or current living situation might come up. Here's an example question with a sample answer. Question: Do you like the area where you currently live? Sample answer: Band 7-8. Absolutely. I'm quite fond of my neighborhood. It's a vibrant area with plenty of amenities nearby. There are numerous parks within walking distance. Steph, which is perfect for my daily jogs. The local community is also very welcoming, which makes it feel like home. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a typical cue card you might encounter. Describe a place that is good for people to live in. You should say where this place is, what it is like, what facilities it has, and explain why you think it is a good place for people to live in. Sample answer, Band 6-7. I'd like to talk about my hometown, Vancouver, which I believe is an excellent place for people to live. Vancouver is located on the west coast of Canada, nestled between the Pacific Ocean and the Coast Mountains. The city is known for its natural beauty, with stunning views of the mountains and the sea. It has a mild climate compared to the rest of Canada, with warm summers and relatively mild winters. Vancouver boasts a wide range of facilities that make it ideal for residents. There are numerous parks and green spaces, including the famous Stanley Park, which offer great opportunities for outdoor activities. The city also has an efficient public transportation system, making it easy to get around without a car. I think Vancouver is a great place to live because it offers a high quality of life. The city consistently ranks among the top cities in the world for livability. It has a diverse population, which creates a rich cultural scene with excellent restaurants and festivals. The healthcare system is also top-notch, and there are many job opportunities, especially in industries like technology and film production. In my opinion, the combination of natural beauty, good infrastructure, and cultural diversity makes Vancouver an ideal place for people from all walks of life to call home. Sample answer, 9. I'd like to elaborate on Singapore, a city-state that I believe exemplifies an ideal living environment. Situated at the southern tip of the Malay Peninsula, Singapore has transformed itself from a small fishing village to a global hub of commerce and innovation. What sets Singapore apart is its unique blend of ultra-modern infrastructure and lush greenery. The city skyline is dotted with futuristic skyscrapers, yet nearly half of the country is covered in verdant vegetation. This harmonious coexistence of urban development and nature creates a visually stunning and environmentally conscious living space. Singapore prides itself on its world-class facilities. The transportation network is second to none, with an extensive and efficient MRT, mass rapid transit system, complemented by well-maintained roads. The education system is renowned globally, with institutions like the National University of Singapore consistently ranking among the world's best. Healthcare facilities are cutting edge, ensuring residents have access to top-quality medical care. What makes Singapore truly stand out as an ideal place to live is its commitment to continual improvement and innovation. The government's foresight in urban planning has resulted in sustainable initiatives like the creation of vertical gardens and the development of smart city technologies. The multicultural society fosters a rich tapestry of traditions and cuisines, creating a vibrant and inclusive community. Moreover, Singapore's low crime rate, political stability, and strong economy provide a sense of security and opportunity that is highly valued by residents. The city's strategic location also makes it a perfect base for exploring the rest of Asia. In conclusion, Singapore's unique combination of efficient infrastructure, environmental consciousness, cultural diversity, and forward-thinking governance makes it an exemplary model of urban living, setting the standard for cities worldwide. Follow-up questions. Are there any drawbacks to living in this place? Sample answer, Band 7-8. While Singapore has numerous advantages, it does have some drawbacks. The cost of living can be quite high, especially when it comes to housing and owning a car. The work culture is often described as intense, which can lead to stress for some residents. Additionally, the tropical climate means it's hot and humid year-round, which some people might find uncomfortable. Sample answer, Band-Aid 9. Despite its many merits, Singapore does face some challenges. The high population density can lead to a sense of overcrowding in public spaces. There's also a pervasive culture of academic and professional competition, which can create significant pressure, particularly on young people. Some critics argue that the government's emphasis on order and efficiency can sometimes come at the expense of personal freedoms. Lastly, the lack of natural resources means Singapore is heavily reliant on imports, which can impact the cost of goods. How do you think cities will change in the future? Sample answer, Band 7-8. I believe cities in the future will become more sustainable and technologically advanced. We'll probably see more green buildings, renewable energy sources, and smart technologies to manage resources efficiently. Public transportation might improve with the introduction of self-driving vehicles. Cities might also focus more on creating community spaces to improve quality of life for residents. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I envision future cities as hubs of innovation that prioritize sustainability and human well-being. We're likely to see a paradigm shift towards circular economies, where waste is minimized and resources are continuously reused. Artificial intelligence and Internet of Things technologies will likely be integrated seamlessly into urban infrastructure, optimizing everything from traffic flow to energy consumption. There might also be a trend towards more mixed-use developments, blending residential, commercial, and recreational spaces to reduce commuting needs. Vertical farming could become commonplace, bringing food production closer to consumers. Additionally, I anticipate a greater emphasis on mental health in urban planning, with more green spaces and areas designed for relaxation and community interaction. Part 3, two-way discussion. Examiner, do you think it's better to live in a big city or a small town? Sample and 7-8. That's an interesting question. I think both big cities and small towns have their advantages and disadvantages. Big cities usually offer more job opportunities and cultural experiences, like museums and concerts. They also tend to have better public transportation and healthcare facilities. On the other hand, small towns often provide a stronger sense of community and a more relaxed pace of life. They're usually less crowded and have lower living costs. Ultimately, I think the choice depends on individual preferences and lifestyle needs. Sample answer, Band 8-9. This is a complex issue that depends largely on individual circumstances and preferences. Big cities undeniably offer a wider array of opportunities in terms of career advancement, education, and cultural experiences. They're often at the forefront of innovation and tend to be more diverse, which can lead to a more cosmopolitan outlook. However, this comes with trade-offs, such as higher stress levels, increased living costs, and often a diminished sense of community. Small towns, in contrast, typically offer a more intimate social fabric, lower cost of living, and a closer connection to nature. They can provide a quality of life that's hard to achieve in larger urban areas, particularly for families or those seeking a slower pace. That being said, the dichotomy between urban and rural living is becoming less pronounced with advancements in technology and remote work options. Many people are now opting for medium-sized cities or suburban areas that offer a balance between urban amenities and a more relaxed lifestyle. Ultimately, the ideal living situation varies from person to person and may even change throughout one's life cycle. The key is to find an environment that aligns with one's personal and professional goals while providing a satisfactory quality of life. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Exemplify. Exemplify, to be a typical example of something. Example, Singapore exemplifies efficient urban planning. Harmonious coexistence, noun phrase, harmoniesistens, a state of existing together in agreement. Example, the city achieved a harmonious coexistence of modern architecture and green spaces. Cutting edge, adjective, very modern and advanced. Example, the research facility uses cutting-edge technology. Vibrant, adjective, vibrant, full of energy and life. Example, the city has a vibrant cultural scene with numerous festivals and events. Paradigm shift, a major change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the move towards sustainable urban planning represents a paradigm shift in city development. Examiner's advice, to score high in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing an ideal place to live. Use a variety of descriptive adjectives and specific examples to bring your description to life. Demonstrate critical thinking by discussing both advantages and potential drawbacks of the place. Use advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures, but ensure they sound natural in your speech. Practice speaking about different aspects of urban and rural living to prepare for follow-up questions. Develop your ideas fully, providing reasons and examples for your opinions. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high score. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find it helpful to explore topics like describing a useful website you visit or discussing a difficult task you completed. These will help you develop a broader range of vocabulary and improve your ability to discuss various subjects fluently. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.